If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is Wedding Bell Blues by Kate. This one comes with a content note. Be aware that it includes themes of degradation. "He'll never love you," she said weakly to her reflection, a vision with puffy red eyes and crumbs of mascara peppered around them like funereal glitter. Her flushed chest matched the crimson hue of her eyelids. The bridesmaid's dress, which had once held her like a lover and accentuated the curve of the arse that the groom had fucked the night before his engagement party, now hung a little less naughtily, gaping where her hunched shoulders diminished the volume of her breasts, threatening to be exposed by the dress that was now sizes too big. She reached underneath her skirts and pulled off the plain black briefs, sodden. She pressed them to her face, her own arousal seeping onto her pink cheeks. Peering at the mirror over the bundle of wet material, she continued, "You're stupid and gross and ugly." Goose pimples of excitement rose on her arms as she said the words. She shifted on the hard wooden surface of the chair, seven layers of tulle netting grating her skin. She pictured the raw red rash on her thighs, maybe even drawing little spots of blood here and there. She shifted so that her outer lip spread against the seat. 6 months before the wedding, she'd sat in this position on the groom's face. His tongue was jabbing into her cunt, and he left handprints on her arse that took over a week to shift. The fading bluish bruise of his fingertips nipped at her skin when the bride rang to ask her to be a bridesmaid. Slowly, she worked the cum-drenched underwear into her mouth, staring at herself in the glass. "Pig," she thought, and moaned as her clit rubbed against the polished surface of the chair. "No, stupid girl, not yet, not yet," her inner voice admonished. She controlled herself to absolute stillness, and when she'd tuned out the sounds of the wedding party two floors below, she brought a hand to her cheek, drew it back, and then smacked herself in the face. She gasped and felt giddy, her heart racing. Her face was even pinker and puffier than before. Her own taste filled her mouth and her nipples stiffened. She pulled the knickers out of her mouth and put the wadded fabric between her thighs, grinding against it. "Stupid pig," she muttered disdainfully, then looked at herself again, right in the eye. "Stupid pig," she said loudly, clearly, enunciating each word as she began to hump the ball of panties. She reached into the front of the dress and exposed her breasts to the chill air of the bridal suite. "Stupid, ugly, fucking slut." She ground her cunt harder against the wad, harder and harder, feeling her climax build. The groom had liked her on all fours, all holes accessible as he took his fancy. That morning, as she helped the bride get ready for the most important day of her life, he had texted her with instructions and slipped the duplicate key card into her cleavage as surreptitiously as he could at the wedding breakfast. It had dug into her skin and made her smile all through vegetable soup, chicken supreme, and strawberry shortcake. Her cunt began to clench as if grabbing for an imaginary cock. Her clit rubbed raw. She looked up and smacked herself in the face again, and her orgasm crept closer and closer. She grabbed at her breasts and pinched her nipples until the flesh turned white, and on a final triumphant cry of, "You gross, disgusting, stupid, ugly pig," she came and wet her knickers for the second time. She had to grab the back of the chair tightly, as her first instinct was to collapse forwards. She tried to catch her breath as she heard the faint beep of the door being unlocked and the handle being turned. The bride and groom stood in the doorway. "Well, well, well, what have we here?" said the bride with amusement. "I'll see you two later," the groom offered, the same note of smugness in his own voice. They were perfect for each other, made for each other. The bride lifted her skirts, 7 layers of tulle. "On your knees, stupid pig. It's my turn now." The bridesmaid felt her stomach lurch with lust as she fell to the carpet and raised her reddened face to her mistress's cunt. If you liked that, you can find more of Kate's incredible work at lessonsinkate.com and find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.